It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And we are back. Everyone's recovered, I think, from Nationals. We've got our world team overseas, and we are ready for the next season of Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. And Coach, we've got a doozy today, don't we?
Oh my gosh, we are starting off with a Grand Slam home run. This is like the Super Bowl of all Super Bowls. The National Championships of all National Championships is going to happen today, I promise you.
I cannot wait. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach, and we are powered by Pinnacle Racing. Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers-themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like 5 ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And Coach, let's just dive right into it. New season of Skate Talk, and we are coming in with a bang today.
New season, new things, and new times are happening, and we are talking about the USRSS, and we have Bobby on the line and Lisa on the line who are going to be talking a little bit about the new program. So, Bobby, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. Lisa and you, how are you doing?
Lisa's doing fabulous today.
Right.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes. So let's just get right into it, Bobby. Can you give us like a quick synopsis of where you are as far as the USRSS and what you guys are rolling out and what kind of benefits packages you're going to have for the new generation of skaters coming in?
Sure. We've got a grassroots beginner program basically set up. We were in Fort Lauderdale last year, the strategic planning session, they wanted to see a grassroots program. And we met with officials of the other group and tried to get meetings set up to get it to where we put kids back in the rink, where they're having fun and doing roller skating.
Okay.
And so we developed this program over the last few months. The board of directors voted a group of people in to chair this program and to make it happen. It's a new organization. It's under IHA, and then it is the U.S. Roller Speed Skating is under that as well. The program is it's friendly for the kids is what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it easy for rink operators to become coaches and to get kids involved and kids back in roller skates again.
Okay, so can we go over some of the specifics about the program, like what does it cost and what kind of benefits are there to having this program for these new coaches and these new teams?
Okay. The first cost is the amateur card is $35.
Wow.
And there's a coach's card that's just a little bit more, it's $5 more. And then if you sanction a meet, let's just say you have multiple inner-city meets. You sanction it one time, you're sanctioned all year long. So you don't have to buy multiple sanctions.
Okay, so hold on a second. So you're saying if I sanction my meet today, a month from now, I can hold another event and I don't have to re-sanction because I'm covered the whole season?
You're covered once you buy one sanction. That's correct.
Holy cow, that's amazing.
So Lisa, like with you, that's got to be great because then again, you could run a meet a month if you wanted to, couldn't you?
It is so exciting that I could run multiple meets in my facility. I am super, super stoked about it.
I mean, that really is cool because all of a sudden then some of that cost of putting a meet together, you're eliminating some of that.
You're afraid to cost, so you could potentially have multiple meets at multiple rinks instead of one a year type of a thing. You could have multiple at that rink. And so what's the criteria to actually holding a meet? So, like, if, let's say, Lisa came in and held a meet and I'm sanctioned and I'm able. What do I have to actually have on the floor? How would I have to go about having a meet? Do I got to bring Lisa back in, or what's the criteria for me to host another event?
Lisa, why don't you take that one?
You just have to make sure that you have one certified U.S. roller speed skating official. As long as you have a U.S. roller speed skating official on the floor, you don't have to bring me back. You can, at your facility, you can have as many meets as you want.
So Boomer's going to get his official's his card, which he's probably going to disqualify me right away, I think, in the first race.
I'll blow Coach out before he even gets to the line.
That's not even fair. So he's my official, and I can now hold, essentially, every Friday night, I can have my own races that are all sanctioned now because I have a sanction the whole year.
Yes.
And
as long as Boomer's there to be your official. And if he can't be available and you have a different official coming in that time, you're more than welcome to have another meet. Another competition.
Nice. I love that. That's an amazing new spin on things that should help these rink owners and these teams. And so what does it cost for an official to be an official?
It costs them $35.
See? You can afford that. It's only going to take you 4 easy installment payments, and you can afford that.
No, but I love this because when you're talking about the amateur card and you're talking about the coach's card and you're talking about the officials getting carded, that cost is really good. Because I know when you talk to a lot of people and you're saying, hey, we would love, and Lisa, I'm sure at your rink you see this as well, we want to get skaters to come to these meets, and there's always some of that pushback because they don't maybe have that money to get that card for that day or for the season.
Yeah, we found that a lot of the kids were, looking at speed skating as being something you did once you became a professional. Not, they didn't see a program that got them to be in the upper class group of speed skaters. So we made it reasonable. We made it to where anybody can afford to do it. Any rink owner can afford to do it. We put a simple program together. It should be very easy to operate in your rink. And, I think the kids are going to really enjoy it. I think it's going to be a great thing for the kids.
Now, surely every rink or every club out of a rink that's going to participate with this organization, they're going to have to get some type of a certification. They're going to have to get a, chartered. They're going to have to charter through you guys or what? So what is the charter cost?
Nothing.
What?
It is free.
There's
to make your team.
Okay. No, wait a minute. You guys are pulling my leg. There's got to be something. Is there a hidden clause in the back? Is there some little print at the bottom of the contract I got to sign where it's going to cost me like $500 or something, but it says zero at the top? I mean, you're telling me the rink owner pays nothing, the club pays nothing to be chartered through this organization?
Exactly.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I mean, again, you're looking at ways to bring more people into the sport, which, as we know, and we've talked about this for years on Skate Talk, that's one of the big issues.
The cost.
The cost, because we can't get new skaters into the sport because the cost is prohibitive. Yeah.
And there's rinks that probably aren't doing as well because they don't have the money, and they're hurting to get people in the door, so...
And now all of a sudden, there's a great way to get people into the sport to make it feasible not only for the athletes, but for the rinks as well.
If you were holding a speed practice in your location there, and a kid came in and he wanted to come to your speed practice, they can go online right then. We've got it set up to where they go online, purchase their amateur card, and they skate and they're insured under our program. So we're not only making it feasible, we're making it as easy as possible to join with us.
Well, that's, Bobby, that's only easy for the computer literate ones. See, now myself... Myself, I'll have to get Boomer over here to get his phone out and probably sign me up, but I will make it happen, I'm sure.
So, like, if I were to go in and I'm like, hey, okay, I want to get my amateur card, it's as simple as, like, well, here's the website, go ahead and do it?
Yes, we've got it set up to where you can go on a website and you can buy your amateur card. That'll all roll out in the next couple of days. We'll give you guys all that information, by the 1st.
Nice.
I mean, that's simple, because it used to be, and I know, like...
You got to fill out all the paperwork, you got to mail it in, so, I mean, that's a streamlined, simple way for me to get basically sanctioned or carded myself as an athlete. I love it.
Yeah, and you know how it is when, if you came up to a parent, and we know how expensive a lot of these other sports are, but if you said, hey, it's only $35 and then you're in, I think a lot of parents would jump at that because, again, that's a number that's really doable.
Yeah.
That really is a number
that's doable. It's a night of dinner.
Yeah, and the fact that it's easy to get to and to take care of.
Yeah. Holy cow. So this is obviously a whole new program that you guys are rolling out, and it's got to have different rule sets, I'm assuming, because if it was the same rule sets, then it wouldn't be very fair to have cheaper prices and no charter fees and lower fees. And if everything was exactly the same and you lower the prices, this wouldn't be very fair. So you got to have rolled out a whole new program. What's your track going to be?
Yeah, we are going to run the races on the oval track.
Now, the oval, are you talking like ice oval? You talking outdoor nationals oval? You talking NYRA nationals, I think, was one of the things that has an oval track. What are we looking at?
I think it's similar to the ice track, a little smaller, similar to the NYRA track. It's a pure 100-meter track oval.
Nice.
So, like, for a smaller rink, like, you know, we skate out of Bell's in New Haven, which is a bit smaller of a floor.
Yeah, we do circle drills. Go ahead and call it out.
Yeah, we do circle drills. And that is, I mean, is it feasible to be able to set up the oval in a smaller rink like that?
It will be. We've got it, the track designed and laid out on a 100-meter track. And if your floor is smaller, we can change it in 2-foot intervals. We give you the formula for making your track smaller.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is. So it's pretty easy then. So if you do have a rink that's not, say, normal or regulation size, well, hey, here's how you do it. Here's how you set it up. So we're going to be on an oval track. If you can, tell us some of the other differences that we might see as we move to this then.
Well, the oval track is the international track, and so if our kids start out at a beginner level, they don't have to change their program as they go along if they want to skate international competition later on.
I like that. So like from the get-go, they're going to be very well-versed with how to deal with the oval track then.
So the track just goes from 100 to 200, basically.
Right. Exactly.
Nice. And are there any specific rules that a person that's been skating league meets thus far at like an invitational or anywhere else that they've been to, are the rules basically exactly the same? I mean, is it still right out, right in? Is there a straddle rule? I mean, what's the rules? And I mean, I guess you don't have to go through all of them, but are they similar? Are they the same? Are they different? What's the take on that?
Some of those rules are a little similar. The difference that we're doing is we have warnings, declassifications, disqualifications, and race suspensions.
Okay, hold on a minute.
So we do.
You said declassifications.
Yes.
So that's like ice.
Declassifications, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so kind of explain everything then, those different levels.
Well, a warning is basically what a warning is. And disqualifications are going to be like normal, what they are now.
Okay.
And the race suspension is basically what it stands for. So let me look, and I can tell you.
Is that suspension just a suspension from the race? Is it a suspension from the meet? Is there different severities of suspension?
I believe there's different severities of suspension.
Okay, so if I'm officiating, I can suspend Boomer when he's on the track, is what you're saying.
Boomer's always in trouble.
For doing nothing wrong. What? You didn't see me shove that person. Come on.
We know how you skate, okay? It requires turns.
A race suspension is going to be used when a penalty has been committed that is aggressive and dangerous in a matter that is displayed in unsportsmanlike conduct. So they're disqualified from the next race.
So that's falling right in line with the international rules where if you commit, I think they call it an egregious foul or something like that, that it carries over to the next event you're scheduled in, you're not allowed to skate that one as well. So that's basically the same rule as what they have in international competition.
Right.
Okay.
And then a declassification can be used within the final lap of the race. A skater commits a foul that affects the outcome of the race at the discretion of the track officials. The skater committing the foul shall be placed behind any skater who was affected by said foul.
So, in other words, if in the last lap, if Boomer rides me out, I end up in fifth, and he wins the race, he would be declassified back to behind me, sixth place.
Right.
Okay.
But the only benefit to that would be is at least I would get points if we're still tallying.
No, you
points.
Don't get points because, you know, as far as I know, the point systems are always four places and it's,
okay,
you know.
Okay, all right.
So is that right?
Oh, no, no. We're
what?
Pointing down to sixth place.
Holy cow. Wait a minute. No, no. It's four places. And the fifth and sixth just kind of get SOL. So, right? I mean, that's how it works.
No. Not in our organization. We are placing down to the sixth place.
You're kidding. So how's the point system break down then?
Okay. First place is going to get 34 points.
That's me.
Second place is 21.
Okay.
Third place is going to get 13 points.
Okay.
Fourth place is getting 8.
Yes.
Fifth place is getting 5.
Okay.
And Boomer, since you made the ride out, you're going to get 3.
Okay, but at
yes!
least I got 3 points.
Yes, I was waiting for it.
At least I got 3.
I was waiting.
But here's the thing, like, when you think about competition then, if you know there's points all the way through, well, yeah. I may be toward the back of the pack, but
right.
I still have an incentive now.
That's right.
To try and move up a spot because, hey, there's some points on the board.
Right.
And I need to grab them versus saying, well, I'm already in sixth.
It's not the Ricky Bobby mentality. If you're not first, you're last. There's actually points all the way down to 6. So that's
yes.
huge.
I like it. Now Bobby, the motivation behind some of these rule changes, whereabouts did this come from? Like with the point system, what did you guys draw upon to come up with this?
Well, you know, we've been looking at all the things that's been going on with speed skating. And you know, the mentality of every kid gets a trophy was out there for a while, you know. But, you know, we didn't want to get down that far to where we're given 8-10 places, but we did want to expand it a little bit more. The other thing is with this new program we're doing, rink operators were doing unsanctioned meets. And they were getting in trouble because on their insurance, on their skating centers, it excludes speed skating or excludes competition.
Mm-hmm.
By doing this program, it basically gets the rink operator back to where he's out of those liabilities.
Wow.
By making it feasible. And that's where this all really came about, is the rink operators, we had one, I think it was out in Texas, if you want me to be honest with you. And we had a kid get hurt at a rink that may have not been sanctioned. And then when they got hurt, then it fell on the rink's liability insurance. Well, as you all know, rink liability is hard to get start with, and it's expensive. And then those things just drive it up higher and higher. Well, now a lot of our insurance companies have started excluding the insurance for competition. So unless you're involved in one of these programs. So we just went back and tried to fix a program that the rink operators could really work with, and the kids could have a good time doing it.
And so if the rink operators are on board, then obviously more rinks do it, more kids come into the sport,
yeah.
And it goes back to, hey, we're just looking at ways to grow the sport, to get more skaters into the sport, and this is the perfect way to do that.
Well, it sounds like
the rink operators that, you know, were fussing, saying, hey, we're not growing kids anymore, we're not growing skaters anymore, we got elite skaters, but we're not growing skaters anymore. And while I was president, I tried several times to have conversation with the other group and never could get through to even have a meeting with them. So went back and went strategic planning session, and it came out in strategic planning session. Some pretty prominent rink operators said, you know, hey, we've got to get a program where we grow skaters again. And so it came out of that session that they wanted this program. So we went back and they asked myself, being the past president, if I would kind of spearhead this a little bit and get it going. And next thing you know, we got a program together.
Well, it sounds like you guys have really put a lot of hard work, got a lot of great minds behind this, because it sounds like everything you guys are doing. I've been hearing for years now a lot of complaints at league meets and whatnot of different things that they didn't like. And it seems like you guys kind of addressed almost all of them. And I'm not going to say you fixed them, but I'm going to say you did a great job at making a variation to it and saying, hopefully this is what's going to be the right thing that is going to fix it, because this is what everybody's asking for.
You guys would be amazed at the resume of people that I've got on this committee that put this together. I've got an amazing group of people that in 90 days put a program together. And
Is that public knowledge to get names as far as like who you have that are actually in there? Is it names that I would know or?
Lisa, you can tell them most of them. You've got the list there, haven't you?
I don't, but I think I can do most of them off the top of my head.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be scary.
Well, you have our wonderful president, Bobby Bentley, who is on this phone call with us.
Okay.
We have the vice president, who is Larry Bishop.
Okay, I don't know Larry. So I am...
Where's his rank out of? Is it out of Kansas or around the Colorado area?
He's in Kansas, Colorado area. He's okay. Got the skate cities.
Okay.
He has some ranks with Jeff Ingram.
Okay.
Run that hockey program.
We have Joe Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We have Robert Penrod out of Ohio.
Wow.
We have Patty Lazier.
Holy smokes. Okay.
We have Denise Kerr.
Okay.
We have Al Tinsley. Going through my list here. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
You weren't lying, though. These are some heavy hitters right there.
I mean, seriously, if she was announcing skaters, she would be basically announcing the top earning world-class, you know, men and women that we've ever generated out of our sport. I mean, seriously, these are all top-notch people. There's a few I don't know, but the ones that she's mentioned that I do know, these are people that I respect very highly. I mean, I go to them all the time for advice. So this is like basically, hey, instead of asking me for the advice, I just wrote it all down for you. This is what we need to do. This is amazing. Wow.
Patty Leisure's coach of the year.
I do know. This last year she received her award, and she's currently overseas. We want to wish her luck for her Derby Worlds.
Yeah, I saw she was traveling. It's always fun to keep track of her travels and wherever she's going on Facebook. And I know she's very encouraging with all of her skaters. And you can see the love that her skaters have for her. So to have her involved in this is
just
incredible.
Some of her skaters on, yeah.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Great people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if we had to look at some of the other big changes, big differences, so we know, points down to sixth. We've got some declassifications that are going to be in there, some of the race suspensions, the oval. What else is there?
Besides me forgetting to mention Nick Champa's name in our board.
No, we just cut you off before you could say it.
I'm so sorry that we cut you off, Lisa.
That's on
we'll
skate
edit
talk
that
right
out.
There. Yeah,
no, we're not.
We will we'll protect you on that one, Lisa, okay?
Thank you.
No problem.
We have what they call the victim rule and the retaliation rule in our rule book as well.
Oh, that's not going to be good for me.
Yeah, so please explain.
Okay, the victim rule. In the opinion of the track official, if a skater is in qualifying position and is the victim of a disqualifying act from another skater in the final lap of a qualifying round, the victim may get put into the next round.
Okay, so you're qualifying so many out. I got rode out, was in a qualifying spot, so I don't make it out under the existing rules that I've always skated under. So now you're saying the chief official or the head official can tell me, because you were done wrong, we're going to go ahead and put you into the next round.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I like that.
The lead track official can put you right back into the next round of the race.
Well, because how many horror stories do you hear? And I think even one of our skaters, was it Zach Street that was a victim of that? I think when they were
races.
down in Atlanta.
Alicia McBride.
Yeah, where it's all of a sudden you're ridden out, where you're in a position to not only maybe even win the race or podium, whatever, and you get ridden out, so you're done. There's your day. And now
this
all of a sudden,
many skaters, my son, many, many, many skaters.
So then it was the victim, and what was the other part of that?
The retaliation rule.
Okay, y'all, I want to hear this. Yeah, coach is just like chomping at the bit over here for this.
I want to retaliate.
This would be where I would come in. If, in the opinion, the lead track official, an action is deemed retaliatory in nature, the official will recommend the lead track official that skater be disqualified from that race and suspended to the next race.
Well,
depending on the severity of the act, the action may be eligible for more of a penalty.
Hmm. Well, I seem to always skate retaliatory. I actually took Jenny Stackety out on quads, brownie quads, for the coaches race because I wasn't going to get beat by her.
And then
Lisa beat me. So
he's going to take you out next, Lisa, just so you're aware.
And that was all retaliatory too. So I guess Jenny would have been the victim in that.
And you would have been the retaliation person, and I skated right through.
You know what I think is I hear some of these, it's like the rules favor the athlete, they favor the competitors, the competition, and
the
very
rinks.
Fair. And the rinks, yeah. I mean, everything is encouraging toward the athlete and a good experience for the athlete and a good experience for the rinks.
I can't wrap my head around what Bobby just said a minute ago. Because I hear rinks, a lot of times I'll go to rinks and they'll say, we don't allow inlines during session, only quads. Or we don't do races at session because there's that risk of getting hurt. And now I realize that what Bobby's saying is that basically insurance companies are telling some of these rinks they can't have races because of the liability of it. Now, this program is basically kind of reinventing and opening it back up because that's how the session kids see racing. They see it at session skating. You have races, and then they see the speed teams come in. That's how you grow. I mean, that's how it all started from the beginning, as far as I understand.
Yeah, we ran leagues back years ago, speed skating in Birmingham, five locations up there, and we would run intercity meets, and, you know, you're buying your sanction each time, and it just got expensive, and then you had less and less kids, you know, as time went on, trying to keep the kids' interest in it. So when they came back, started talking about this program, that was what appealed to me was, you know, you do the one sanction, you're covered for your inner-city meets. You know, they get the card, they're covered on the insurance. We just saw it a win-win all the way through for the rink operator. And, I've got multiple locations, and we do no competition at all right now in our rinks. And now with this new program, we'll start our own back up.
So with the rollout of this, I'm sure there's, I mean, and with as many people being involved and you guys are reaching out to rinks, is there any forecast right now as far as maybe new rinks coming in or rinks that haven't had teams in a while or something coming back to the sport because of this program? I mean, is there anything that you can speak of that you know that's coming down?
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be new rinks coming in. Cooey's ran it in Atlanta, Georgia for years. They ran meets for years. And Jeff Cooey, speed skater himself, and he had not been running competition in his rinks.
Okay.
He's one I know for sure that's starting back up. And then myself, you know, we'll start ours.
Okay, so there's a couple.
We hear other people saying, hey, we're going to jump in now. We haven't been in years. We're going to do it again. Everybody was looking for a program that was skater-friendly, that was rink-friendly, that the operators, you know, were running their own program. We gave them a rule set, but, you know, how they run their meet, we're not going to dictate to them how they run their meet.
Yeah.
We're not going to dictate them how they do their in-session stuff or anything else. We're just giving them a rule set that it's easy to follow, and, you know, that's what rink operators, they want. They don't want to be told what to do.
Right.
But if you've got something out there that they can live with, they're going with it.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's a good support system behind it, too, as well, because, you know, you guys, it sounds like you have a lot of people that have been in the rinks for years and rink owners and whatnot. So you guys have lived it. You know what it's about. It's not like somebody brand new that doesn't know anything about it. So I guess another hard question on my mind right now is, as I'm thinking of past years, I've been in the sport now, you know, for 11 years. And there's been another system in place that I've been operating under and my club has been operating under. So every year we go to indoor nationals. And that's basically, I guarantee you, I got 15 coaches that are going to call me and say, why didn't you ask, are they going to have an indoor nationals if I don't ask that question? So are you guys going to host? Is there plans of hosting an indoor nationals for this particular group?
We've kicked the idea around of nationals, and, you know, if we get the people signed up and we get the groups together, mm-hmm. That's something that's very, very much a possibility. If we do it, it will be done in a rink, mm-hmm. a lower level, to where the expenses are not so high.
Okay.
Got several rinks in the country that's volunteered, you know, to step up to the plate and let us run if that's what we decide to do later on. It all just depends on how much support the program gets in the first few months.
Okay, so numbers is basically what you're telling me is membership and numbers is what's going to be sort of the determining factor as to whether or not you continue pursuing that faster.
If we're skating a majority of the kids or a lot of the kids, and we want to, you know, we felt like that we need to do a nationals, then that is definitely an option.
Gotcha.
And it's good to see that there's rinks that have already said, hey, we're in. If you want to do this, we've got a facility for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just got overwhelming support from the rink operators. It's just amazing how many have jumped on board and are willing to help us do anything we need to do.
Yeah. So I guess the next question again, and I hate to be the guy that's putting you on the spot. I'm putting you on the hot seat, Bobby, because, again, I have a lot of coaches that listen to our program, and, you know, sometimes they say, hey, you kind of let this guy off a little bit easy. I can't believe you didn't go after this question. So the numbers is what it boils down to. We need numbers, and if we have enough numbers to qualify and basically say, you know what, it warrants we need to do this for this group of people because there's enough of them here that want to do it. Do you have a soft number that if you breach that soft number or a hard number that if we can't breach this number, it probably wouldn't even be feasible? Is there any numbers that have been kicked around so that I can go out and promote and say, hey, I need this many skaters or I can't get a nationals? I mean, what do I have to do to help you get to the numbers you need, and what is that number?
We actually have not come up with that number.
Okay.
We don't even have a soft number that we're we just know that it's going to involve a lot of new rinks getting involved for this to a point that we need a national competition with it.
We have to have both of you back because I'm sure then, you know, we'll talk with the rules committee, but I'm sure there's going to be a bazillion questions.
Yeah.
So we will be reaching out to both of you at some point as this, you know, gets moving because this is really good for the sport. It really is. We needed something good for the sport. We needed something that keeps the rinks engaged and the younger athletes engaged.
Yeah.
Just the athletes in general engaged, and we have that.
Yes.
Well, thank you. That was our goal, was to get operators back involved. You know, I go to rink operators meetings all the time, and I hear their concerns. I was president of their association. I heard their concerns. And, you know, their big concern is we're not growing skaters. And so that's what this program is designed to do, is to grow skaters.
And before we go, Bobby, I want you to say U.S. roller speed skating three times really fast.
That's a tongue twister. U.S. roller speed skating.
That was good. Coach and I have been trying that. It was not good at all.
That was
A+ right there. Hey, thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you so much, Bobby, for being on and talking us through this and giving a lot of great information. And again, we'll post this at our Facebook. You can also make sure that you just, you know, follow along, subscribe at iTunes, however you get podcasts. Our website's boomerandthecoach.com. Thanks, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing, for all the support as we move into our next season. And thanks to the both of you for coming on and just giving us some great information. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you guys
having us.
We'll share everything we have with you as it comes out.
Awesome. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.